Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, in the first hour, we're speaking about January, emphasis on the worry. And you'd be forgiven for thinking that it's only our economy that's under strain. But no, the Germans are feeling it too. Gugu?
Well, they've been feeling the pressure for a while now, Sizwe. And I think this is part of the remnants of the transition out of the renewable energy back into coal. And of course, just facing higher inflation at the time when the Russia-Ukraine crisis actually kicked off. But what we saw recently from their stats office in terms of the economic progress and GDP figures is that Germany's economy, which is the largest in Europe, just for us to have some perspective, has contracted for the second year in a row. Back in 2023, it contracted by 0.3%. And just last year, the production levels fell to 0.2%. So one thing is certainly clear, that this economy is struggling, but it's a multitude of factors. If we consider the fact that the political shifts in South Africa have resulted in a GNU, similar changes and strides have also taken place in economies like Germany and even France. And what we are seeing is that Germany's government leaders at the time couldn't necessarily agree on new prospects to actually try to bolster and resuscitate the economy. So much so, they actually have a snap election coming up in the next few days to try to ensure that they can see a resuscitation of the coalition government at a national level. And beyond that, we've also been speaking about this, Caesar. You might recall last year we spoke about VW, Mercedes-Benz, and even the likes of BMW. These are major manufacturers that come out of Germany who themselves have already alluded to further job cuts that could impact at least 35,000 employees in their local market and plans to also shift their production to Mexico. So South Africans might wonder, well, why does this matter? This is happening far away in Germany. As mentioned, Germany is a very important economy within the Eurozone. It's also one of our leading and largest trading partners and investors locally in South Africa. Now, whilst they have their challenges in that market, the last time I followed through with information from VW specifically in South Africa, they had some challenges regarding load shedding. But since that has dissipated, it does seem as though the business does remain committed to its investment and manufacturing plants in South Africa.
Indeed. Let's fly now across from Europe to the US, right? This is a story that's been making its rounds for the last year and a half. The imminent ban of TikTok. We're getting closer and closer. I think the deadline is supposed to be the 19th of January, if I'm not mistaken. How is that coming along?
Well, this is an update. On Tuesday, we spoke to Paul about this one, and it's such an intriguing movement that we are witnessing. As you correctly state, TikTok is potentially facing a ban and closure in the U.S. 19th of January. And for those who aren't familiar, there's been this ongoing challenge between the US as well as China with regard to technology and infringements on privacy and potential spying that could take place using these social media softwares and infrastructure. So far, as things do stand at the moment, TikTok is still set to actually shut down this coming Sunday, but there's a Trump card at play. Quite literally. Donald Trump has literally spoken to the Supreme Court to say, hold on, I'm going to be inaugurated the following day on the 20th. And it appears as though Donald Trump and his administration want to keep TikTok alive. But of course, there's a caveat to this. Change in ownership will be pertinent to this. And we have certainly witnessed that Donald Trump has been very close with the allies from Silicon Valley, the likes of Elon Musk and many others, and could potentially try to force through a purchase of TikTok from ByteDance to a local U.S. investment company. So we have yet to see how it does transition and transpire, but I have a funny feeling that Donald Trump here will certainly try to implement some significant shifts.
Okay, well, let's see. I mean, a lot of people have come forward saying they want to buy. One person that caught my attention was Mr. Beast from YouTube. And I don't know whether he's being serious or not, but with the kind of money that he makes, obviously he can't afford to buy TikTok in like as an individual, but he could form a consortium with other people. And maybe he would be the right person because obviously he understands how these trends work online. What are the markets looking like?
The markets yesterday, we actually had a wonderful close on the JSE All Share Index. We were in positive territory by more than 1.5%. So we'll open up at 83,515 points. The dollar rand remains a very interesting one to watch. So the US came out with inflation data, which is slightly softer than what was anticipated. And this keeps that oscillation of the currency going between 19 and the high 18 levels. For the moment, we're at 18.83. Against the pound, we're at 23 exactly, and 19.36 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulish Mfuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.